First of all, why is the church called the body of Jesus Christ? Why is that title given? There are many titles to the church, the bride. Do you know Israel is also called the bride of Jehovah? People of God. Israel is called the people of God. A holy building. Israel is called a building. And many titles, a kingdom of priests, kings and priests. Israel is called a kingdom of priests. But there's one title never given to Israel. Body. Never. You read the whole Old Testament. Many titles given to the church are given to Israel, but not body. Body came only after Jesus Christ came in a body. So when the church is called the body of Christ, it is supposed to do the same thing that the first body of Christ did. What did the first body of Christ do? Immediately people say, he did miracles. No. Don't you think he did a lot of other things than miracles? He preached. He obeyed Joseph and Mary for 30 years. He was a carpenter. He made tables and benches. And can you tell me in one sentence that sums up everything that Jesus did? He did the will of his Father. In that one sentence, that includes his obeying Joseph and Mary. It includes his being a carpenter. It includes his going to the cross. It includes his preaching. It includes his miracles. It includes everything when you say he came to earth to do the will of his Father. And in order to do the will of his Father, he says in John 6 and verse 38, I deny my own will. When we say that Jesus came like us, that is another mystery. Great is the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy 3:16, Christ came in the flesh. What does it mean, Christ came in the flesh? He did not have sin in him. He did not have any lusts in him. He did not have unconscious sin in him. Then how was he like us? He had a self-will like us. And it was a will that was contrary to the Father's will. Actually, John 6:38. I came from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of my Father. What does that sentence plainly mean? In plain words, it means my will was not the will of my Father. Doesn't it mean that? I did not do my will, but I did the will of my Father. What does it mean? In heaven, from all eternity, he could say, I do my own will, because it is the same as the will of my Father. That's what he said for eternity. But the moment he came to earth in our flesh, there's something he took on called my will. Otherwise, he could not have been like us. Just to make him look like us and have blood and flesh and bones, that's not enough. The most important thing he had to be like us was my will. That is why he was tempted like us. If he did not have this thing called my will, he would not have been tempted like us. That is the beginning of sin. You see, in a little child, for example, even 1 year old, that 1 year old is not tempted with sexual sin, not tempted with the love of money, is not tempted with an unforgiving spirit, is not tempted with jealousy, not tempted with all the things that we call sin. But what does it have? Parents, tell me. Self-will. And you see that very, very quickly. You heard me tell that story of that little boy whom the father told, sit down. And he said, I won't sit down. Sit down. I won't sit down. The father takes a stick. He sits down. He says, but daddy, inside I'm still standing up. Now the question is, how do you make that inside fellow sit down? That is what God wants to do. And I want to tell all of you, you can obey God on the outside, but inside you there's something which wants to do your own will. Unless that is crucified, you will never be able to follow Jesus. You can sit down on the outside and sing all the right songs and do all the right, but inside there's someone standing up. That's the thing called my will. Jesus crucified that. That's how he could say at the end of my life, I've finished your work, Father. You think it is easy? It says in Romans 15 and verse 3, Christ did not please himself. Have you read that? He never pleased himself. Are you tempted to please yourself sometimes? How many times? In one day. It's because you want to please yourself that you answer back to that fellow who got angry with you. In your home or in your office. To please yourself. It's because you want to please yourself that you indulge in what you look at on the computer or do something else or read some news article which is only going to provoke your lust. You want to please yourself, and Jesus never pleased himself. Think of living one day without pleasing yourself in anything. It's a feat. If you can come to the end of the day and say, today I never pleased myself in anything. I only sought to please God and to bless others. Jesus lived like that for 33 and a half years. It wasn't a strain. It's a strain in the beginning. You see how little children, when you teach them swimming in a swimming pool, they stand by the edge of the swimming pool for a long time. I remember my son teaching his little boy swimming once. I went with him to the swimming pool and he put the, you know, the floaters, things that prevent them from drowning on him. He's only, I don't know, 2 or 3 years old. And he put him on that low diving board and the boy would look down and scared. And the father went from behind and pushed him. And he got all, you know, struggling. But he had these floaters so he didn't drown. He came out of the pool and he ran back on the diving pool and began to jump in and out again and again. Now he was excited. In the beginning, swimming is difficult. If any of you have learned swimming, you struggle, struggle, struggle. And then you see these people who even just lie down on the back as if it's a wooden floor or something. It's amazing how they do it. They enjoy it. We think denying yourself and doing the will of God is such a struggle. In the beginning, it is. But after a while, you'll really see how wonderful it is. How people love to go swimming. That which they were so hesitant to do in the beginning. That's how it is, you know. Christ never pleased himself. He lived the most wonderful life, you know. If you believe, like I do, that the most wonderful life anybody ever lived on this earth was Jesus Christ. Not David, who was very rich, or Solomon, or Abraham, rich Abraham, or Job. Jesus. The most wonderful life. If I really believe that, I'd say, Lord, I want to live like that. Tell me the secret of that life. How is it to serve the most, such a blessed life? We say Christ is my hero. You really want to follow him? You want to find the secret of his life? I'll tell you, here it is. He never pleased himself. He never did his own will. Whenever the thought came that was a temptation, he put it to death. Say, no, I will please do my Father's will. That is the secret. And you can have it. You can live that way at home every single day. And your home will be like a little heaven. At least from your side. And if your wife also decides to live that way, your home will really be like heaven.